Aleph, on the Mishnah, Masnisim. Mi Shaloi Chag B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. Somebody who missed the first day of Yom Tov. Choygeg Eskol HaRegel. He can go along and do Tashlumim on the rest of the day of the Regel. We're talking about Sukkos over here. B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and also it can also bring on the last day of Chag, on Shemini Atzeres, even though Shemini Atzeres is somewhat different from the first 7 days. Over HaRegel, he missed Shemini Atzeres for Lo Chag, and he did not bring his Chagiga. Chag is, we're talking about Chagiga over here. Okay. Eino Chayiv Ba'achriyusoy. He is now not Chayiv anymore. He does not have an obligation. However, Alzeh Ne'emar, with regards to this guy, it's mu'uvos lo yuchal liskoin. It is a mu'uvos. So the question is, how are we going to translate this word over here? But we're not going to, because over here, basically, this is referring to this case. Over here, he was too late. Yeah, and so it's sometimes it's crooked, it's perverted. This is not a positive word. This is mekukal. It's a negative word over here. But there's going to be a machlokes over here, actually, how you translate this word in the Mishnah itself. You cannot fix this because it's already past the 8th day. It's too late. The chesaron lo yuchol lehimanois, and this is a different point. Yeah, and it's a lacking that is not able to be enumerated. Okay, Rebbe. So that's Tana Kama. Now Rebbe Shimon ben Menasya Oimer says the following: Ezehu muuvas lo she'enu yuchol lehitakein. So he's going to argue on the first bit of this pasuk, and his focus over here, I underlined over here the word lehitaken over here. His issue with Tana Kama over here is the tikkun part, yeah, because you'll see zeh bar al erva. This is the person who has relations with somebody who an erva who he's not supposed to, v'hoylid and mimena mamza, and he impregnated her and she had a mamza. Okay, so that over there, a mamza is unfixable. Exactly, that's the whole point. Now, Rashi, which is people ask a question on Rashi, but we're just going to say, even though it's going to, is that you can't, tshuva doesn't even help. Which we're going to speak about in this Masechta with Acher. If somebody say take issue with Rashi, what are you talking about? Tshuva can't help. Sure, tshuva can help. But whatever, but the point is that how he's is unfixable, that's the whole point over here, yeah? Yeah? So he's focusing on this. So when it says, this pasuk, right, is focused on the hitaken. There's no tikkun. Okay, but in toima, carrying with the Mishnah, begoinev, begoizel. Maybe it's talking about somebody who steals from his fellow Jew. Yochol hulach zero, right? He's able to return it. Hitaken. So even though it is an avera, certain averas can be fixed, but certain ones not. Okay, Rebbe Shimon, fine. So that was Rabbi Shimon ben Asi. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is going to take issue with a different point over here. Oimer ein korin, you do not call mu'uvas. So I underline this word over here. Mu'uvas over here. He's focusing on the mu'uvas aspect of the pasuk. Yeah, the one was before was talking on the tikkun. He's on the mu'uvas. What's a mu'uvas? Something that is. Maybe you can see. Let's translate it with a hemshech. Yeah, maybe Gil, you can help us. Ella. Lemi shahaya mutukan mitzichila, somebody who was originally good, yeah, and then he, destructive. Basically, it was good, yeah. You took something good and you destroyed it. V'nis uvas, v'ezizeh. What is that? Something that was good in the outset and then it became destroyed. Zeh talmid chacham. This was a talmid chacham who was gvaldik. Rezeh Shem Shalom talmid chachamim, and not the hemshech of a poyreish min haTorah. And this guy is poyreish min haTorah, meaning he was good, and then he went off. And that is mu'uvas. That's when he said that's how. So the pasuk is talking about something that's mu'uvas. This is mamash the very negative thing. It's he was destructive. He destroyed something good.
Now, as both of them disagree that if you didn't bring your Hagiga.
Everyone agrees in halacha, I think. Yeah, yeah.
If you didn't agree, neither of them agree that it's called mu'uvas or not able to be fixed.
Right? It sounds like yeah. But maybe both of them take the issue with Tana Kama. It seems for different reasons.
That's either unfixable or it's perverted.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. We're not a pervert, unfixable, or he destroys something destructive.
Well, why is the Mishnah only talking about
Chagiga? Shlomim.
You have a chiyuv of three kabbalas on first day of
the. Good point. It could be, we'll see from the Hemshech, because the Pesukim are talking about Chagiga. That could be the answer.
And it's not the same thing for Riyah if you didn't bring your first day.
The halachas for Riyah are the same. Lachor for Simcha as well. I think it's because of the Pesukim. I think we will see. I think it's because of the Pesukim. Because I think that this halach applies for everything. It does apply for everything. Okay?
What happens if, for example, if you're onus, then it doesn't matter, let's say that you want.
That's onus. That's what onus is your onus. I mean, it's potter. That's different. You're potter. This is talking about somebody who had the ability to do a mitzvah and he didn't. And this is what we're going to connect, which we know, which we're familiar with, it's davening. It's connected to davening as well. Tashlim for davening. I'm just going to mention it. Okay, so Mihani Mili. How do we know this? There's Tashlumin, and the biggest kiddush of the Tashlumin over here is really Shmini Atzeres. The Tashlumin for Shmini Atzeres for the first for Sukkos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, name Rabbi Shmuel, Nema Atzeres. It says the word, so quote Atzeres, B'Shvi Yishel Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach. But Nema Atzeres, and it says Atzeres B'Shmini Shelchag, B'Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so Ma we learn now. Ma Lahalon, meaning over there with Pesach. When it says Shvi over there, it's Latash Lumim. We know that's a given, but we know there's Tash Lumim for Pesach. Okay, we may have a hint to why that is
on the last day.
On the last day. Yes, true. Yeah, because the last day of Pesach is the same as the first all the other days. Because you bring the same korbanos every day. Okay, Afkan. So too on Shmini Atzeres, it's Latash Lumim.
It's like even a Gezeres Shabbat on Atzeres. Is that what you're saying?
It's a Gezeres Shabbat. Yes, it is a Gezeres Shabbat.
Even it's the
eighth
day, it's all the same as the
seventh. Yes. And now we say it's Mufna. This Gezeres Shabbat must be Mufna. Mufna means it's open to make a drasha with the meter of Gezeres with Gezeres Shabbat. Zei la Mufna. If it's not Mufna, meaning the pasuk was used for something else, you can ask a pircha, a question. You can ask a question on a Gezeres Shabbat if it's not Mufna. Mal Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach Shekein Eino Choluk Mishalofonov. Because the Shvi Shel Pesach is not separated, it's not different from the days previous to it. Toimar V'Shmini Shel Chag. But the Shmini Shel Chag Shecholuk Mishalofonov, that it's different. And Rashi explains, this is Gemara coming on later on, there's actually six differences. There's a note trick on, it's Pazar Keshav. Okay, but there's a lot of differences at Shmini Atzeres. So basically, in order to make this Gezeres Shabbat, it has to be Mufna. So answers the Gemara, La'ai Afnuye Mufna, it is Mufna, it is left open to make this Gezeres Shabbat. Michti, my Atzeres, what is Atzeres when it says over there by Shmini Atzeres? What does it mean, the word? Yeah? Otso v'yasiyas malacha. It means don't stop from doing, right, to stop from doing malacha. Haksiv, but we got a posuk in the same posuk. If you look at the people who got the posuk and this Gemara I don't have, when that posuk that's quoted over there, it says the word Atzeres, yeah? And this very same posuk, it says Haksiv losas malacha. It says don't do malacha. So that's kind of redundant. Basically, it says in this very posuk, it says don't do malacha two times, right? So Atzeres, the kos of Rachmana, so that when it said Atzeres, when it wrote it, Lamali, why is it necessary? It's always told you shouldn't do malacha. El Shema Minat, it's coming to teach you Lafnuye. It's an extra word for the sake of this Gezeres Shabbat. When it says Atzeres over here, it's in the Shmini Atzeres, it's to connect it to the Atzeres of Pesach. And just over there with Pesach, that on the last day you can do Tashlumim, so too on Shmini Atzeres you can do Tashlumim.
So you're saying the repetition.
Afoni means ponui, means free.
Free.
The word is free.
So you're saying because it repeats the Dushan Du Malacha, that's how we know the Gezeres Shabbat is Gezeres Shabbat?
No, it is a Gezeres Shabbat, meaning it is, once you got two words at the same in two different places, it is a Gezeres Shabbat.
Okay.
But a Gezeres Shabbat like this, sometimes you can ask a question of Gezeres Shabbat, sometimes not. So if you've got a question of Gezeres Shabbat, if the words are kind of used already, it destroys the Gezeirah Shavah.
Okay.
But if the words are basically not used, like open, yeah, therefore we ignore the question and it validates and enables us to do the Gezeirah Shavah.
Uh-huh.
So over here we have a question on the Gezeirah Shavah.
Right.
So the only way which we will be allowed to use the Gezeirah Shavah would be if we have this word about Tzeres is not used for something else.
Right.
So now since it's not used for something else, even though despite there is a question, we can make the Gezeirah Shavah.
Mine and the Asim Malacha was it what again? Sorry.
That was the Lota Asim Malacha is just basically saying you it prohibits you to Malacha. So you're not allowed to do Malacha.
Okay.
So we already know you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shemini Atzeres. So Atzeres basically is expressing the same point. Don't do Malacha. But I already know that you're not supposed to do Malacha from the Lota Asim Malacha.
Right.
So this Atzeres really doesn't teach me anything. So therefore it's just left open to make this Gezeirah Shavah. Yeah.
I think the Lota Asim Malacha comes from learning that for Pesach.
No.
That seems
like Tavaz, no. Don't.
That's in both of them, is it?
Lota, no. Lota Asim Malacha means on Shemini Atzeres, don't do Malacha.
Oh,
it could be. I don't have the pasuk here, is it?
Yeah.
It's okay, so sorry, so that's fine. Okay, so the Atzeres of the Pesach one then is free. Okay, fine. Okay, because those. Okay, thank you. So we go. Okay. Great. Shkach. We'll stop.